Despite the fact the USDA is making tremendous progress implementing the new farm bill, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack reminded a House panel recently.
It's a complicated thing.
As of course it took several years and quite a bit of back and forth just to craft the bill, which has 12 titles and more than 450 provisions, requiring a coordinated effort across the entire Agriculture Department to implement the bill within the mandated timeline. But the Ag Department says they are pretty sure that many of the major programs will be either up and running this year or at least ready for farmers to be able to choose between the major programs. However, the Secretary does note,
I think that there are issues that will bleed into 2015. There are still issues relative to crop insurance changes that may take a little bit longer than that. The conservation compliance issue, for example, that may bleed into 2015. And the reason that's not as high a priority is because, in a sense, we already have that responsibility now. If you're participating in a disaster program or any other safety net program, you've got conservation responsibilities. So it will take a while.
And Vilsack says every USDA agency is working diligently to implement the Farm Bill's new provisions quickly and effectively, adding that they are on track to get vital Farm Bill data to farmers in time for them to make those informed decisions about the farm programs.
We are in a position, we believe, to be able to provide producers information that would allow them to take a look at their operations sometime late summer, early fall, make adjustments to their production history, and then provide additional information over the fall so that when they have to make the election in the latter part of this year, whether it's ARC or PLC, whether they opt for supplemental coverage under the crop insurance opportunities or not, that they'll have adequate and sufficient information to be able to make that informed decision.
To stay apprised of the latest Farm Bill implementation progress, visit usda.gov/farmbill. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.